This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheehan from OffGridMontana.com, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today on this beautiful Friday morning. I hope everybody's doing well, and happy TGIF to all of you out there in America. Now, last hour we talked with Sharon, who is also from Northwest Montana, about self-sufficiency and a certain lifestyle regarding raising chickens. So I'm going to use this as a bridge to reiterate what me and Vincent Fennelli talked about this past Tuesday. And we were talking about creating a business plan and using the medium and venue that Vincent Fennelli has on USAprepares.com to help out as many people as possible. Because as you've heard me say many times, if you're a regular listener, we're teaching our youth how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. And that's one of the reasons why I always talk about Economy 101, is to show that the people, the little people, the middle class that's melding in with the poor, the bottom 93% of people, or as far as income earners, are losing ground. And just one of the statistics that I've read recently says, since 2000, home ownership for people 45 and under has plunged 20% to 20%. And this is a sign of the times where the powers that be are herding people like sheeple into urban suburban America, and people are leaving rural America. And when you look at the statistics of equality, prosperity, inclusiveness, fairness, all these politically correct buzzwords that the powers that be use to have us relax that they've got everything under control, they don't. Because 50% of Americans can't even come up with $1,000. 69% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings. 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So as the deterioration of America's middle class continues, we need to have a business plan for self-sufficiency, for creating a lifestyle, for thinking outside the box. And that's one of the reasons why we had Sharon on to talk about chickens. And, of course, having a chicken coop is not going to change your lifestyle, but it could be a start. It could be a start if you live in suburbia and you're allowed to have a few chickens without a rooster and have the responsibility of raising them, collecting a few eggs, harvesting a few chickens when they get too old to produce eggs. And who knows where it might go from there. I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. I was born in Jamaica, Queens. And I was in the Boy Scouts for a few years. And I went to Boy Scout day camp. I went to overnight camp. I was indoctrinated into nature, into canoeing, into fishing, into camping. And I just fell in love with Mother Nature. And I've been in Montana for 31 years because this has been my dream, to come to the Northern Rockies, live off-grid, be self-sufficient, and have a lifestyle that's very different from the masses, because 0.1% of people live in America off-grid, probably not including Alaska. But I think with what's happening in our economy and the corruption, the manipulation, the deception, the nepotism, the subsidies, money printing, special interest groups, lobbyists, PACs, the stagflationary economy that we're in, it's pretty obvious that the great, great majority of Americans are losing ground. So what we're going to do, Vince is going to have a new email address for the public. And we're not just going to take your questions on what we can discuss with greater specificity and detail, but we're also going to have a venue for like-minded people to come to this website, this email, and we're going to combine their dreams and goals, and we're going to share skill sets. And no, this isn't a commune, but what we're going to have is an end game. We're going to get Tom, Dick, and Harry and Sue and Jane and Alice together, and we're going to say, well, this person has capital resources. This person is a builder. This person can put together a solar array. This person's a great gardener. This person knows how to raise animals and hunt and fish and butcher, and this person's a great canner. This person has a home business that they could work out of the home and create cash flow for the business. And what you do is you buy raw land, you park it out, you build your structures, your main cabin, your guest cabin, your barn, your garden, you put up your solar array, you put up fences for the animals, and you literally have an end game, say 5 years. And I'm shooting from the hip here, folks. I'm trying to generalize. And in 5 years, you sell that property. And it's already pre-negotiated based on capital resources, in other words, money that you put into the project. It's already pre-negotiated on labor that you put into the project. And you have a hierarchy based on what you put into the kitty. And it's all pre-negotiated. It's on paper. And in 5 years, you sell that property. And it turns into a business model where you're starting from scratch. You're cross-training one another. You're creating a lifestyle, but you also have a business. And this is what we want to do for the average Joe, because the average Joe is losing too much ground. And I think I mentioned this a few days ago on the air, where home equity loans are now turning into, they've put a metaphor on it, houses on ATMs, in the context of people are so broke, they're literally going into their home equity, taking out loans. It's synonymous to margin debt. And it's very sad because people just don't have the cash flow to create their lifestyle or to pay their bills. And that's why credit card and school loans and everything is so high and so much in the red. Auto loans as well. There's a subprime industry in auto loans. It's the home ownership is now turning back into a subprime. So the government's looking for money, and the people are running out of it, especially the bottom 93%. And if you look at the spread between I read this article a couple of days ago, the spread between the S&P and margin debt is four times greater than right before the 2000 and 2007 crashes. Let me repeat that. The spread between the S&P and margin debt. And for those of you who isn't aware of margin debt, basically you have a stock portfolio and you're borrowing from your stock portfolio equity to buy new stuff, new products. So the spread between the S&P and the margin debt is like four times greater than right before the 2000 and 2007 crashes. Now, this is a unit of measure that hardly ever gets discussed. So when it reverses, because people are running out of money and they're desperate, they have to quickly sell off stocks to pay off the debt, the margin debt that they have. And that momentum is going to be unstoppable if it's four times greater, the spread, compared to the 2000 and 2007 crashes. So everybody's looking for money, and there's very few people paying the taxes right now because everybody's broke, especially in the bottom 93%. And this is why we talk about ideas and solutions for the people. And I want to make everybody clear on the fact that we're not trying to sell a commune idea. We're trying to sell a business plan. We're trying to get America to think outside the box and retrain from the old homestead pioneer days and not just relearn those lost 19th century skills, but dovetail them with 21st century technology. For example, my solar array. My solar array is 100% electronic. So it's not like we're living 100% 19th century rugged. We do live pretty rugged compared to most people, but we're doing everything in our power to be informed. We have computers. I don't get any of my news from the mainstream media. I spend hours per day reading and researching, because misinformation that comes from the mainstream media, you could basically say that anybody who gives out propaganda and mainstream and any type of PC type stuff, Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging that you get from almost every movie that's out there, and all these politically correct buzzwords like democracy, accountability, diversity, basically words that have been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people by groups. And it's pretty obvious that the misinformation from the mainstream media is preying on their listeners. It basically reinforces the aristocracy serfdom relationship. It proves that it's not about prosperity. It's not about equality. It's not about inclusiveness. These are all words that people are using for the divide and conquer of America. The mainstream media is very obvious. Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. Can you even go, for those of you who listen to mainstream media, can you go one day without hearing about race baiting, gender baiting, sex or sexual orientation baiting, religion baiting, ideology or generation baiting? They're doing everything, even if it's a subliminal message, to sway public opinion. And there's only like five, maybe six companies that own all the mediums of media. I'm not just talking magazines, newspapers, television, radio. I'm talking production companies and publishing companies as well. What we need to do is hold on to our own narrative, meme, talking points based on truth. And I will touch more on that, folks, after the break. Thanks for listening.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in Backyard Self-Reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli this morning. And happy TGIF to everybody in America. I talk about Economic 101, folks, because it's very relevant to so many topics of discussion, which really shows how the powers that be are trying to poison us against ourselves. And when you really talk about logic and common sense, you talk about objective facts versus subjective emotional opinion, it's very easy to see what's happening. And because of demographics, our debt situation, credit, pensions, valuations, the headwinds for future rates of growth look very bleak. And in fact, when I talk about debt, I just don't mean global debt or corporate debt, government debt, but household debt. Because you got to remember, and I probably don't say this enough, 70% of our economy, our growth, our GDP, and I realize all these books are cooked, but 70% is the domestic consumption. So we got to keep that in mind. Now, I really blame the demographic situation, the corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, Keynesian economics, which I've discussed in great specificity over many months and years. And, of course, I give the biggest blame to what they call group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status. This has been the biggest reason for America's demise, because we're not working in synergy. The powers that be, just a few people at the very top who control all the messaging that sanctioned. You got to remember, the mainstream media, what they say And what they don't say is sanctioned from the very top, from the elite. So group identity politics, the powers that be want to do everything in their power to not just redefine it, but basically use professional wordsmithing to redirect the blame. And that's why they use the term identity politics, which is the most common out there, because they want to get rid of the word group. Now, what has happened in America is that we have lowered the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in. And all this talk about immigration, you know, people come here from around the world because they want to control their own destiny. They want to have a chance for prosperity. They want to come for freedom and liberty. And when you lower the bars of standards and expectations based on what ethnicity or skin pigmentation or gender or sexual orientation or all these different groups, not only are you insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people, you are eliminating the possibility of synergy and creating a divide-and-conquer strategy which degrades and disrespects all these people. You never empower a nation, a group, or an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. It's all meant to make the people submissive. It's meant to make you lose your will. They want to break your will. They want to call you an extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater, with an anti in front of every word you can think of, and an ism-ist or phobia on the back of every word that you can think of. And this is what America has succumbed to. So all the fake news are basically bought and paid for from the top down. And this is why a lot of the news shows, the so-called entertainment comedy shows, use satire. Because the powers that be want to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. They don't want conversation. They don't want communication. They want to show you that it's better to chant, to scream, to use violence, instead of using your words and using your mind. And that's basically grooming and cultivating the people to be followers and not be thinkers. It's destroying America from within. Because when you reward mediocrity, people, for decade after decade after decade after decade, two generations, you're turning America into the law of diminishing returns. You're literally destroying ingenuity, productivity, innovation, opportunity, and knowledge for the bottom 93%. And I'll give some specific examples related to some articles after the break. Thanks for being with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Happy TGIF to everybody in America. I want to talk about a couple of articles that I read recently. And one article was about David Letterman, who was interviewing Jay-Z. Apparently, he's a rapper. I never heard of him, but apparently he's a pretty popular rapper. And they were talking derogatory things about Trump, which is very typical for the powers that be, because they have an addiction to power, money, and control. And they're talking about why white men are so privileged. Now, this is why I talk about practice what you preach laws, folks. And I'll give a couple of examples in a second here, but Jay-Z apparently has a net worth of just under $1 billion. And David Letterman, I don't know what his net worth is, but he owns a 10,000-acre ranch here in Montana. Oh, and by the way, black unemployment is literally recorded right now as being the lowest ever recorded. Now, I want to talk about how great it is to be to have white male privilege, okay? And I've mentioned this on the air. This is in my book. And I'll be making a long story short because we don't have a lot of time. But my plan A to come out to Montana was I was friends with some New York City Fire Department guys when I was young. At 19, I was benching 365 pounds. I could easily pass the test. And that was the year that women's group sued. They couldn't pass the physical test. So they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations. And if you were a white male, I was told you either have to have pretty good connections or be at least a veteran for veterans credits. So I said, no big deal. So I got a college degree in forestry. I said, well, I'm going to get a job at the National Forest Service and get my butt out to Montana, live my off-grid dream, et cetera. Well, I went to an interview for the National Forest Service. They told me, some older guy who's probably actually younger than I am right now, he said that we could not hire you as a white male. Making a long story short, he hired two girls sitting in a waiting room fresh out of high school, no education, no experience, no nothing. Moving on, chronologically, I worked in the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years, and I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, one specific company, for over 14 years. And I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. The attorneys I consulted said, I can't let that information get out because they're going to fire me and just put me on disability, and that's the way it goes with liability paranoia today. So, making a long story short, I was driving for years with painkillers, putting myself and others in jeopardy, begging GlaxoSmithKline to let me be a part-time job share so I can reduce my driving. Human Resources says it was for women only. Human Resources told me it was for women only. So, I decided to stand for principle. Everybody in management in the company told me to shut up and stop asking for a part-time job share, even though they were hiring women off the street to be part-time job shares for other women in territories all over the country who wanted to work part-time. One of the attorneys I spoke to told me, as a white male, I do not have enough group self-pity points. One attorney told me, as a white male, I do not have enough group self-pity points. So, I had no recourse, I had no restitution, I had no protection under the law. And this is the way America is today. So, for Jay-Z and David Letterman, who lives here in Montana, who has a 10,000-acre ranch, I want to tell you that having white male privilege is so great. You hit the nail on the head. See, political correctness, folks, whether it be under the guise or subset of group identity politics, affirmative action quotas, doesn't matter. There's probably 1,000 different subsets under political correctness. What it does, it lowers the bars of standards and expectations and creates division, all to make us submissive and break our will so they can throw these politically correct buzzwords at you in labels like controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, conspiracy theorists, etc. We have destroyed America from within by rewarding mediocrity. And it's up to us to do something about it. Because for the bottom 93%, opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, and innovation, and anything has turned into the law of diminishing returns. Everything that's been normalized is on the chopping block, especially the middle class. And this is why we got to forget about this left-right paradigm. Now, next time Jay-Z and David Letterman get together, why don't you talk about the fact that I had a tax assessor come over, and they said that I live on grid, which changed my status, which I don't. I live off-grid. They said I had a finished basement, which I don't. They said I have modern heat, which I don't. They said I had two finished bathrooms, which I don't. I don't even have one legal bathroom. in my cabin. I live without a hot water heater and pressure tank. I flush my one indoor toilet with a bucket of water. I have no interior pipes. And yet, the state of Montana practiced fraud, which, by the way, does not have a statute of limitations, and change my evaluations for my tax. Jay-Z and David Letterman, why don't you talk about how left-wing news outlets whitened up the image of the Iranian Turk shooter who happened to be a female, Nasim Agadem, and I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but she was the proven shooter, not alleged. She even committed suicide from the article I read. And they not only lightened up her skin, but they gave her green eyes. Because her speech, she was upset because her speech was being censored, which is happening to all of us for Americans who don't toe the company line. So they described her as a white female wearing a headscarf. And Jay-Z and David Letterman, are you going to talk about that? David Rowe was interviewed by Tucker Carlson a couple weeks ago, and I asked Tucker over national radio, like I'm doing right now, because he was talking about how men, there's no value, and is there value in work, and what's happening to the men and employment. How come this scenario that I just discussed is not being discussed on national TV? And if it is, it will be edited. It will be meant to be derogatory. You will speak over me so I can't get my points across, and you will take everything I say out of context. And this is America today, folks. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations in order to degrade and disrespect every group out there and insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of every group that the powers that be says you can't compete or your work is suboptimal. Doing the exact opposite of empowering a nation or a group or an individual. And this is what divide and conquer strategy does. Jay-Z and David Letterman. Facebook sent a cardiologist to several major U.S. hospitals to pitch a scheme that basically would combine a patient's medical file with data collected by Facebook. So basically, selling more data. So when all these females in America who have had an abortion and they have fertility problems or emotional problems, and they get targeted for whomever, for whatever drug by Big Pharma, or whatever consultation from some psychologist, who's responsible for this? How about the people who are overweight? Are they going to be bombarded with ads for diet stuff? You see, there's so many more important things that we need to talk about instead of a divide and conquer strategy, because that's pretty obvious that's what's going on. The middle class is becoming extinct. And what we need to do is stand for principle. And I have three criteria. It's very simple. The first is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. In other words, you have to use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinions for your arguments, but you have to be willing and have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling the truth instead of wanting to blow smoke up people's ass and telling certain people what they want to hear. And the third criteria is if someone does something and has less consequences for their behavior, then you should do it too. Doesn't matter what your skin pigmentation is, doesn't matter what your gender is, doesn't matter what your sex or sexual orientation, religion, ideology. This is all part of the divide and conquer strategy. And I want to thank Vincent Finelli and USAPrepares.com for allowing me to exercise my free speech, which is in the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, where millions of Americans gave their life for the freedoms that we enjoy today, which is eroding. There's four things that the bottom 93% of people cannot buy back, and that's freedom, liberty, time, and health. Now think about that statement. There's four things that we cannot buy back: freedom, liberty, time, and health. So it's pretty obvious that if you are in the bottom 93% of income earners, we are losing all of those is degrading quickly. And that's one of the reasons why I talk about economics 101 on a regular basis, because I try to incorporate and use the rationale of financial, economic, social, and political news and information to share with the American public on what's going on so we can talk about ideas and solutions to better our life, to give us an opportunity. Some of the facts that I read recently, the U.S. is selling oil reserves for very little money because we're so desperate for dollars. And pretty soon, you know, they've been saying that we're going to be going to QT, and I don't know if they've really started yet, because I read a lot of articles they are, and I read a lot of articles that they are still doing some type of quantitative easing or printing of money by pressing buttons. Now, it could be in the form of other central banks in other countries, so-called buying our bonds or printing money themselves to buy our stocks and bonds, which is all happening, as well as the Fed buying our stuff. But if the Fed does go into QT in October, they're going to be selling them and not buying them. And we're going to talk more about some economic 101 after the break. Thanks for being here, folks.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Happy TGIF, America. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And boy, the time goes by fast. We have one more segment left. But I want to brush up on practice what you preach laws, which I try to mention as often as possible. It's very relevant, especially when you listen to the hypocrisy and double standards from like a David Letterman who lives on a 10,000-acre ranch here in Montana, which I can guarantee you is in the upper $1 million. And too many people say that's the way it is, it'll never change. Basically, those are poster boys and girls for ignorance, apathy, and indifference, and we have to keep reminding the people that it's up to us to change our own destiny. So some examples of practice what you preach laws are people who are anti-gun, and yet they have the audacity, often using taxpayer dollars, to hire private security who have guns to protect them. And a lot of these people live behind closed gates as well. It's kind of like people who talk about global warming. And if you're looking at the snow coming down out my window, I could probably laugh the rest of this segment. But basically, they talk about how we need to reduce our carbon footprint while these people are flying around the country in jets, sometimes private jets, living in big homes, often multiple homes around the world, especially today's high-paying athletes and celebrities who have been duped and signed on the dotted line in the back room to basically pull for the globalist agenda, which is everything against the bottom 93%. It basically reinforces the aristocracy serfdom relationship. So that being said, let's look at a little economic 101 here because I'm running out of time and I never get past 10% of the things I want to discuss, but that's the way it goes. U.S. equity markets lead all major global markets in valuations. U.S. equity markets lead all major global markets in valuation. Now, some people might spin this and say, oh, this is optimism. And most people who do any reading and researching and look at the numbers and the math and look at the debt load, look at the credit collapsing, look at the yield curves getting close to inverting, people say, no, this is not optimism. This is a sign of overextended risks. You know, I hear so much about trade because they try to blame Trump on trade. You know, trade is probably less than 15% of our economy. As I mentioned earlier and try to mention as often as possible, 70% of our GDP or our growth or our commerce in America is domestic consumption. So trade matters a lot more to China than it does to us if we're only 15%. And China doesn't even care about trademarks. They don't care about copyrights. They don't care about intellectual property rights. You know, all this apathy and pointing the finger, and I'm not saying Trump is perfect, but if we had Hillary as president, we'd be in World War III right now with Russia. We would not have a Bill of Rights or Constitution, especially free speech or the ability to protect ourselves. So things could be a lot worse. Can't remember, here's a guy. He did some good things like getting rid of the TPP. He's a multi-billionaire. He doesn't need this job. I think he's taking like a dollar salary or something. You know, he doesn't need this abuse. He's doing this for the people of America. And the little people does not have representation. We don't have protection of the law. We have no restitution rights, as I gave some examples earlier in the show. And I think we should be very thankful that we have Donald Trump, even though he's not perfect. And if any of you think you're perfect, look in the mirror, because I know I'm an imperfect sinner. And I think we all are, and that's part of being human. That being said, when you don't care about intellectual property, copyrights, or trademarks, it just leads to more things like open borders, like not having a country, like global governance and global currency. Basically, big business is the only business that can now open new business because of all of our lobbying and our money under the table and subsidies and payoffs and corruption. And that makes it very difficult to level the playing field, and that's what Trump is trying to do. America, I want to thank you for listening to USAPrepares.com. Vincent Finelli will be back on Monday. Everybody, have a great TGIF.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.